Section C starts out just a little bit confusing. Jade says, what? I don't get it. What doesn't she get?
Previously, we had talked about Chris explaining that a man at the party had said that she must prefer Greek comedies to Greek tragedies because she had an accident while she was dancing and everyone fell down.
Well, and also because, as Chris says, many of the slower dances, many of the slower traditional Greek dances, are danced to the lyrics of tragedies. So he meant that you turned that tragedy, that tragic dance, into a comedy by making everybody fall over.
Right.
So that's really pretty funny. The guy saying, you like comedies more than tragedies, so you create your own comedy out of a tragic dance.
That's great. So she turned it into something funny. To turn it into means to change it.
Right. And slower dances then would also be dances that are just a little bit slower. You got fast dance, slow dance. So if you're at a dance and you want to ask a girl to dance with you, you probably want to ask her to dance with you for a slow dance.
Right.
Close together.
They're a little more fast dance.
Romantic.
Right. A little slower. Hopefully a little easier too if you're not quite sure about the dancing like Jade. But she still has a really good attitude about the whole thing. She was a little embarrassed before, but now she's kind of getting back into being familiar with everyone and says, well, I'm glad I made everyone happy.
I think she's also a little bit feeling hundalme. She's like, oh, embarrassing. This is terrible. I'm embarrassed, but at least I made everybody else happy.
Right. At least everyone laughed and had a good time. And Chris kind of further explains it away. He meant it in a good way. You added a little spice to the performance.
So he's not saying that you embarrassed everybody and made it into a comedy and ruined the dance. He's actually saying it in a good way. He's saying that you added something more interesting to it. So you can say things in a good way, and that means that he's saying something to compliment you, not to insult you, basically.
Right, it's positive. You added some spice to the performance.
Not cinnamon or pepper.
Right. Some interesting, different things.
Some energy.
Say, yeah, you spice up my life is a very common phrase.
Thank you.
Yes, I love to be with you, Leah. You spice up my life.
Thank you very much.
It means you make it so much more interesting, more flavorful.
And Jade says, I'm glad you guys all have such a good sense of humor. And now she finally is relaxing, and you can tell because she goes, ha ha, and she's not going,
right. She's not so upset anymore. She appreciates their sense of humor, the way that they have fun.
She's glad that she didn't ruin their party, their celebration. So if you have a sense of humor, we've talked about before, it just means you know how to tell a joke. You know how to make people laugh.
Right.
And Chris says, of course. That's why I always say eat, drink, and be Greek. Oompa. No.
But again, this phrase eat, drink, and be merry is usually how it goes. It means enjoy yourself, eat food, drink good things, and be happy.
Have a good time.